A county in northwestern Ohio has nearly 11% unemployment. That's the highest in the state. NPR's Celeste Headley talked with people there about the months to come.
The wind is blowing hard outside this shopping center in Van Wert. Customers like Jadine Vance are rushing to get into the warmth of Walmart as quickly as they can. Vance says the winter cold is an added hardship for the people here.
In wintertime and stuff, people can't afford to heat their houses and stuff like that. You know, it's pretty bad when they got to choose between heat and food.
Vance says she's seen businesses closing all over town and foreclosure signs on nearly every street.
I think if something doesn't happen, you know, there's going to be a lot more places go out of business and people lose their houses.
This is a common theme among people in Van Wert. The working class town has about 10,000 people, and the home ownership rate in 2000 was over 80%. It's much lower now. Everyone here seems to know people who've lost their jobs or their homes this year.
Some of my neighbors that have lost their jobs are now out looking and trying to find a job.
One of the girls that I work with lost her job. They had to move out of their apartment and move in with her husband's parents.
Well, a lot of foreclosures. It's happening everywhere, but it's happening to us too.
And I've been here all my life, and this place has always been good. Not no more.
That's Dan Custis, Stephanie Littman, Nancy Konopke, and Todd Hart. Hart says a lot of his friends have already moved on.
Everybody's wanting to leave. All the businesses are going out of business. You can't afford to do anything, so everybody's losing their houses, losing their cars.
Hart works for Superior Auto Sales. He says his job is secure, for now.
I'm figuring it's going to trickle down to us about another year.
And what happens then?
Move to another town.
Thousands of people in Van Wert County worked for companies that supply parts to the big three, like Kongsberg. That company shut down its Ohio plant and outsourced the work to Mexico.
We're actually in the lap of two of the hardest hit industries in the country, the RV industry and the automotive industry.
Nancy Bowen is the economic development director for the city of Van Wert. She says the tough times are bringing out the best in people.
What we have seen is a community that's responding.
Bowen says the Salvation Army, local churches, and other service organizations have been working hard to make sure that everyone in Van Wert gets the help they need.
We went through a tornado in 2002. And we saw the community really solidify and come together, and that's what I'm seeing right now.
Bowen says there's no denying that it's a tough time. Drive down the street from City Hall, and you'll see a dozen closed businesses before you go a mile. For sale signs in front of homes say, owner will help you finance. But Van Wert Mayor Louis Emer says people here are prepared to weather the storm.
I'm from Detroit. I was with Chrysler in the 70s when we went through the thing with Iacocca. And it was doom and gloom for a while, but people just dig in and we pick ourselves up.
Even though I visited on a weekend, I had to drive for miles before I found a shopping center with more than a handful of cars in the parking lot. But people outside this little mall agree with the mayor. Van Wert will survive.
You have to understand the people here in Van Wert are very resilient. We don't give up.
I mean, they're very faithful to Van Wert. If you grew up here, you're going to do what you can to stay.
Dan Custis and Stephanie Littman. Joblessness here is sure to get worse before it gets better, though. Many people are about to see their unemployment expire, and the state unemployment fund is almost out of money. Ohio's governor estimates the fund will need $500 million from the government this month in order to stay in the black. Celeste Headley, NPR News.